lower league, or more accurately, Championship update. That's the way I prefer it anyway. Made up to have Matt Phillips to talk to us about Ipswich Town. Ipswich are on a good run. They're on a good run in the Championship at the moment as it stands. In general, it's now five unbeaten going all the way through. There's a little bit of oddity in there because of the suspended game. So we're not quite clear on what's going to end up happening with that. I want to put all that into context, but then I want to also say, and then they won their first derby in 16 years at the weekend. So good runs are all well and good, Matt, but there's a lot to be said for winning derbies.
Yeah, and we've not done that too often in the last couple of decades, Neil, as you rightly say. Yes, I mean, 16 years we've had to go without getting 3 points against Norwich, but, you know, we come down from the Premier League, we've got the parachute payments, and they're stuck in that space now of being a Football League club, and I think it's held on the pitch in the end. We had the quality, we had the depth off the bench, and of course the difference maker was Philogene with that screamer from about 30 yards out. So it was great. It was like being promoted all over again. Fantastic scenes at Portman Road. It was brilliant.
Well, again, I saw the scenes at Portman Road, and I thought that, listen, I want to reiterate, I'll come back onto the proper football stuff, the amassing of the points, they're looking to get promotion back. But obviously, getting relegated, and the way the second half of last season went, it felt like Portman Road became a bit sad. Liverpool went there the first game. Unbelievable, you know, scenes, and there'd been unbelievable scenes at the end of the previous season. But going to matches and not expecting to win takes its toll on any supporter base. It felt like to me like Saturday is the return of Portman Road. It feels like this is it now. It feels like, you know, in that promotion chase, having the big moments, having that explosion, that feels as though it gets the whole club feeling, no, things feel good again.
Yeah, exactly that. You start getting back the momentum, don't you? But look, we won one game at home all last season, ironically, against the World Cup champions, Chelsea. I mean, it's the irony of it. But yeah, I mean, look, we've won three back-to-back now at home, Sheffield United, Portsmouth, and Norwich. It's very difficult, isn't it? You come down from the Premier League, no momentum. You've got to try and put your home stadium into some kind of fortress again in order to mount a promotion campaign. And, you know, we had a few little dodgy results at the start. We drew Southampton. We got out of jail against Derby, both home games. But, you know, as Philogene comes forward as this kind of like, it's almost like a, he's too good for the Championship, but a grey area for the Premier League, I think. But he looks phenomenal in the Championship. He's got 5 in 3. And he, as I said earlier, he is the difference maker. I mean, what his ceiling might be in terms of goals, 20 plus this season, I don't know. But he just stepped up to the plate in the absence of Hutchinson, who went to Forest. And now we're seeing it in the home forms.